Okay, this is Judy, 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 Grandma Judy, and today is 11/21/2017. And I have to make a public service announcement. Ladies, I'm tired of you talking about what these guys have sexually harassed you, and it happened decades ago, years ago. Why don't you get these guys straight at the moment that they start bothering you? How do you set up in a room where a guy takes his clothes off and then years later you're going to talk about him, especially if he's an entertainer or a famous person? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sure every one of those guys was as nasty as you said they were. But one thing about you, you were just as nasty because you didn't report it or you didn't set them straight. You're no different from me. I'm 75 years old, and I've had to deal with it and still dealing with it. But only difference between you and I, I'm not a wimp. Someone bother me, he'll get the knee in the family jewels and pushed up against the wall. He'll get the taping whatever he's got to say. I don't play that. I mean, you guys, I see you ladies and you gentlemen and you lesbians and everybody else. You're always trying to hit on people that people don't even want you. Rubbing up against. I had one lesbian I was working. She just always had to find a place to come and rub up against me. And she thought I wasn't going to say anything. And I told her, I said, look, would you stop rubbing up against me? And I said it loud. Oh, I didn't mean anything. It was kind of hard getting through that. I said, well, then go around the other way. I mean, sexual harassment don't always be male and female. It's male and male. But the problem I have is you need to get that straight with the person right there at the moment, in the year, in the second, at the minute that they're doing this. I know how some of you ladies act. Some of you go with these supervisors, you go with your coworkers, and the minute you get angry with them, you start hollering sexual abuse. And you'd be all up in their face. I see you doing all kind of acts with them in the stairwell when I was working. And some of these men were married and had children. And you knew they were married and had children. And they knew they were married and have children. So do me a favor. I'm just going to blank myself out on every time I hear about some famous person that touched you the wrong way or showed something that he wasn't supposed to wiggle at you. I just don't want to hear it. Oh, when did it happen? Oh, that happened 9 years ago. That happened 20 years ago. That happened 30 years ago. Do I believe you? Yes, I believe you, but you should have nipped it in the bud when it happened back there. Do you think I didn't have things happen to me? I'm a woman. But the only difference between you and me, you and I know how to nip it in the bud. They can call me the B word all they want. Because the B word means, the acronym for it is being in total control here. Now you take the letters of each letter I just said. That's what it is. When you being an N, not being in control here, that means not being in control. That's when you're a real one. And another thing, stop calling people MFs. How come they can't be FFs? You call them muffas. How come they can't be fafas? You know what I'm talking about. So ladies, if somebody sexually harassed you 50 years ago and you didn't mention it 50 years ago, can you STFU? And you know what I mean. Write it down. STFU. You know what that means. Or forever hold your peace. It's something called a statute of limitation. I mean, this man, Rose, I have watched him for years. He's the same age I am, 75. Men, most little boys don't grow up. Men grow up. See, real men, you can't trick them into stuff like that. The little boys that want to play their nasty little games, yeah, you can trick them like that. And men, I'm trying to tell you, you need to go hire you some hookers to play all the little games you want to play. Don't mess with these ordinary co-workers and things like that, because they're going to put that in their little diary or whatever. They might even be wearing hidden cameras and everything. Behave yourself. I don't care if you want to walk around without your clothes on and everything like that. I don't mind if you play with yourself. But asking a person, can you do it? You must have enjoyed it when, what's his name, CK was doing it, because you didn't get up and walk out. If someone was doing something, first of all, I ain't going in nobody's room by myself with them unless I'm planning on taking care of some business. I mean, you all act like little kids. You're a grown woman. You know what you were doing. So now that you're in your 50s and your 60s and your 70s, you think you're going to get paid. I mean, I think it's a shame for some. And I'm going to tell you something. Charlie Rose, I love you. Everybody love you. The man down there that's running for session seat, I hope you win by a landslide. Because I don't care what somebody got to say when she was 14 years old and she pushing 60 now. I just really don't care. If you have a thing for young women, so what? You ain't killing none that I know of. I think people need to just grow up. You need to grow up. Grow up. So from now on, when your company should not have fired you, Charlie Rose. And I hope they better not take all your wonderful interviews off. You know, my mother used to tell me, you play with a puppy, you're going to lick you in the face. You know how you're supposed to act, ladies, in front of some of these guys. Ain't nobody going to be able to call me up and talk nasty to me on the phone, because I'll have fun and talk nasty right back with him. He'll hang up on me. I'm talking about when I was younger. And they tried to do all that stuff over the phone. And they slammed the phone on me. Somebody at work told me, hey, you got a big so-and-so-and-so-on. And do I get upset? No. I walk on away. And then I, hey, Henry, come here. What? Looking all sheepish. Because they ain't number little boys. I said, you know, you got a big boo boo doo doo. How could you say that? You're a lady. And all I did was play the parrot. How could you say that? You're a man. I mean, ladies, you got to know how to handle this. Unless you all are just wanting to see someone lose their job, lose their livelihood, lose their business. If you all, and believe me, men, there's some, and women and the same sex are just that evil. So you need to check your own self too. Like I say, you can play all the games you want, but hire some hookers and rent a hotel room and do whatever y'all want to do. Sit in the chair and play with yourself and all the stuff you want to do, CK. Just don't do it to women that can come back. And another thing, I'm going to give you this advice, men. Don't say you've done anything. Deny, deny, deny. And if I was you, Charlie Rose, I'd sue that television station. You 75 years old. I turn into you for the great interviews you do. I turn into you because I like you. And you're not bad looking on the eyes. So I don't care what age you are, because we're the same age. So, and you've always conducted yourself on air. What you do in your private life is your business. Now, all these people who are gay and everything like that, you know what acts they put on. Don't nobody fire them. I mean, people come up and say they hit on them and stuff like that. But let me tell you, every one of you all are saying, oh, he touched me. He made me look at him naked. He made me do this. He dropped the towel. Why are your stupid behind up there with him so he can do that kind of stuff? He wouldn't do that out in the street. You must be in there with him. How come you couldn't have got up and walked out? Everybody got a camera. When he came out there and his naked, how come you didn't shoot a picture and walk out? And you men, are you stupid? My grandmother used to say it's called putting your private part, and you know she didn't say private part, in your business. Don't mess with these ordinary women out here. If you the boss in a place, don't mess with your... I mean, how many women have to turn on you and make you lose your job for you know you can't trust them? You got to think with your big head, not the little head. The little head don't have any brains down there. So don't let it make you lose your job. And again, Charlie Rose, don't you hurt yourself. Don't you do anything. Go make some podcasts. Still have interviews. People would love to interview with you. And if your coworkers want to throw you on the bus, they wasn't worth it anyway because they got skeletons in they closet too. Everyone who's pointing a finger at you, just remember they got three fingers pointing back. Do I believe all of you men and women did what you did? Yeah, I believe you did it. But why do people have to wait years to come out with it? That's the problem I have. Take care of your business. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah.